From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. It now appears that Senate Democrats are willing to jettison a key provision of the proposed health care reform bill, a measure that would have expanded Medicare eligibility in hopes of getting the measure passed before the end of this year. While there's nothing official yet, emerging from a closed-door session today, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid said a bill will get done.
Really, it's been worth it. Tough race, but it's been worth it. The American people waited a long time, and you've heard us say that, for health care reform.
Liberals had sought the expansion of Medicare for those above the age of 55 as a last-minute substitute for a government-run insurance program. However, the idea drew strong opposition from independent Senator Joe Lieberman, who said he would vote against the bill if it contained the provision. Democratic senators are invited to the White House tomorrow to meet with President Obama. The president met with some big Wall Street bankers today, hoping to convince them to provide more credit to help small business owners hire additional workers. More from NPR's Scott Horsley.
President Obama says Wall Street banks got extraordinary help from the taxpayers during last year's bailout. Now that the financial system's on more solid footing, he says, banks have an extraordinary obligation to help rebuild the economy. He complained that while some banks have taken steps to boost credit for small business people, there's still a lot of room for improvement.
I'm getting too many letters from small businesses who explain that they are creditworthy, and banks that they've had a long-term relationship with are still having problems giving them loans.
Mr. Obama also warned the bankers they should be supporting a proposed overhaul of financial regulations, including a new federal agency designed to protect consumers from predatory lending. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
A couple of big banks, Citigroup and Wells Fargo, both announced today they plan to repay federal bailout money borrowed under the government's troubled asset relief program to the tunes of tens of billions of dollars. Climate talks in Copenhagen are proceeding in fits and starts as countries jockey for advantage in the global talks. NPR's Richard Harris reports from Copenhagen.
More than 100 heads of state are expected at the conference at the end of the week, and they don't want to go home empty-handed, so it's the perfect time for power plays. African delegates held up the main talks for a while in order to pressure the rich nations to spend more time talking about their future commitments and less time talking about what kind of action should be expected from emerging economies like China and India. The scene outside the closed conference rooms was also chaotic. Organizers say the Bella Convention Center was built to accommodate 15,000 people, but 45,000 people have registered for the meeting. Some people waited for as long as 6 hours to get into the conference center. The local subway stop was closed when lines backed up all the way to the station. The talks and the turmoil continue through Friday. Richard Harris, NPR News.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 29 points to close at 10,501 today. The Nasdaq gained 21 points. The S&P 500 rose 7 points. This is NPR. ExxonMobil is buying rival XTO Energy in an all-stock deal worth upwards of $31 billion. The acquisition comes as the oil giant is moving to capitalize on large stocks of natural gas in the U.S. The deal will likely lead to a new rush on natural gas assets by producers and also could lead to a significant consolidation in the energy industry. XTO claims roughly 45 trillion cubic feet of gas. Exxon is the largest publicly traded energy company. New study of coffee and tea drinkers finds the beverages seem to be beneficial in reducing the risk of type 2 diabetes. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports on what researchers have pinned down so far.
This latest evidence linking coffee and tea consumption with beneficial health effects combines results from 18 studies, including nearly 500,000 people. Researchers found those who had 2 cups a day cut the risk of developing type 2 diabetes by about 14%. Experts say caffeine is not likely to explain the association, since the studies found those who drank decaf and herbal tea benefited too. Researcher Frank Hu of the Harvard Medical School explains that coffees and teas contain lots of compounds, including antioxidants, polyphenols, and minerals that may play a role. He says it's hard to attribute the benefits to any single compound because of the possible ways they may work together in the body. The study is published in the Annals of Internal Medicine. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.
Japanese automaker Toyota has unveiled a new plug-in electric hybrid version of its popular Prius, which the company says will be available for lease this month in the U.S., Japan, and Europe. Plug-in version of the Prius will feature a more powerful lithium-ion battery. It will be able to travel 14.5 miles as an electric vehicle. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.